kind of service is best for you. It may not involve a job change to some social services profession. It's the little acts of caring and sensitivity that really matter, and you can do them wherever you find yourself. The fourth step in changing karmic patterns is to foster a certain attitude, one that sees life as continuous. Although reincarnation teaches us that we are souls who have a long and varied past, it also shows that we have a long future ahead, one that is worth preparing for. Healing forces are stimulated as we make a conscious decision to start building and creating right now the conditions that we want for a future lifetime. This experience will focus on one of your interpersonal relationships. Select one that needs a change for the better. There may be a resentment, a fear, or a hurt that stands in the way of you and this other person getting along the way you might. We are going to assume that there are probably some past life influences that shape what is going on between the two of you. However, the point of this upcoming exercise is not related to any details of the distant past. You don't need to have any clues or hints about specific past lives with this person. Simply pick a relationship that needs some healing. You may want to pause the tape until you've made your choice and have gotten yourself situated in a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for about 5 minutes. As you did before, let your breathing make you more and more relaxed. But as your body relaxes, observe how your mind is becoming more and more alert. Breathe in peace and centeredness. Exhale tension and stress. You are becoming very relaxed and very much at peace. Now, in your imagination, see the face of this person you have chosen. Look into that person's eyes and feel the presence of this individual. With this soul, some of them good and some not so good. Some of our problems together now may likely be related experiences from our distant past, but all of that can be changed.